ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। द सब्जेक्ट आई एम गोइंग टू स्पीक ऑन नाउ इज बीइंग अ डिस्ट्रॉयर ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल्स On the path of devotion, there is one deity who is called destroyer of obstacles. You know who he is? Who is he? Ganesh is called destroyer of obstacles. Ganesh, the elephant god. Vigna Vinashak. That's what he is called. So Vigna means obstacles, Vinashak means destroyer. So Ganesh is called the destroyer of obstacles. He is considered to be very, very intelligent. He is the son of Shiva. Those of Malaysia know it very well, the story of Ganesh. That how he was created by Parvati, the consort, the wife of Shankar. And she created him and told him to protect the house so that nobody enters and she could have a bath, you know, in the house. So Ganesh, the son, sat outside the house so that nobody could enter. And Shankar came. He didn't know who this boy was. And he wanted to come enter his house. But Ganesh stopped him. No, you can't enter the house. Who are you? Shankar said, well, I'm the owner of this house. How can you stop me? And he said, no, my mother has told me not to allow anyone. What happened? Not to allow anyone inside the house. And Shankar said, what do you mean, my mother? She's my wife. The father doesn't know that I have a son. But anyway, the son didn't know the father didn't know the son. And Shankar got very angry. What he did, he chopped off the head of the boy in anger. And when Parvati came to know about it, she also got very upset. What did you do? Why did you do that? And Shankar realized his mistake. And he said, okay, tomorrow morning, whomever I see first in the morning after waking up, I will put his head on this boy's head, on this boy's body. And he will become alive again. So the next morning, an elephant was passing and Shankar chopped off his head and put that head on this boy's body. You know, when I used to hear this story, I used to say, but we could have put that same head back, no? Why did he have to kill an elephant for that? But then nobody could answer why. But now we know the whole meaning. Ganesh stands for destroyer of obstacles. Whatever qualifications are needed for destroying obstacles are shown on his body. We can say they are the eight powers. All the eight powers are represented by different forms of the body. You all know this, you know, all know about it. Those who don't know, raise their hand. Everybody knows? All Tamil from Malaysia know it. Only two don't know, the others know? How the eight powers are represented in Ganesh. Those who don't know, raise their hand. Okay, so I'll tell. When we say eight powers and how these eight powers actually help in destroying all the obstacles. First of all, the big head, you know, very big head. That stands for the power of discrimination. Discrimination and decision, because in very intelligent, for him it is said that when Vyas, the author of all these books, you know, the scriptures, when he was getting intuitions from God and he had to write, and he didn't know what to do because he couldn't think and write, you know, couldn't get intuition and write at the same time. So Ganesh was called and he was very quick, very intelligent. And they say that he said, I will write whatever you speak, because whatever you intuitions you get, whatever inspirations come in you, you start speaking that and I will write. And then, but don't stop in between to think. Because if you stop in between to think, then I'll go away. You have to be very quick. You have to be very quick. And so Vyas went on, and he was writing. He was so quick, very intelligent. So big head stands for power of discrimination and power of decision. Big ears, very big ears, it stands for power of tolerance. You keep hearing, yeah? Tolerate. Big ears means tolerance. You have to hear from people, never mind abuses, insults, criticism, or many things. But don't be upset. Just keep hearing. And why do you have 2 ears? 1 ear it goes in and from the other ear it comes out. So it doesn't go inside the head. So power of tolerance is the big ears. And then big stomach. Power of accommodation. Power of adjustment. So big stomach, they say, there's a saying. I'm telling you this, please keep it safe in your stomach. Stomach is meant as like a storage place. So don't tell anybody. So some things we have to hear and then we just take it out from the other ear. But some things we have to accommodate and not tell anyone. So big stomach stands for power of accommodation. So tolerance, big ears, accommodation, big stomach, big head is power of discrimination and decision. And then the trunk is power of cooperation. Because everything he does with the trunk, you know, that what does the elephant do? Everything he wants, even if it wants to pick big trees, you know, raised from the ground with his trunk, the trunk is so strong that he can hold tight with his trunk and then remove it immediately. So strong he is. If he wants to catch hold of somebody and maybe kill someone also, catch him tight with his trunk and throw him out. And that person can even die. So power of cooperation means this trunk does the work of, because he has no hands, no? So trunk does the work of doing any action. And then comes the power of the power to face. So power to face means, what does power to face? So, power to, let me, I'll remember, but power to, what do you call, power to discriminate actually is the small eyes. The small eyes, very tiny eyes. Eyes are very tiny, otherwise the body is big. So tiny eyes, you know, when you want to see something very sharp, what do people do? They make their eyes like this to see that sharp object. Because when you do like this, like squint eyes, like, you know, making them tiny, then you can get a sharp, sharp object, like you can see it very well. So tiny eyes means power of discrimination, and big head power of decision. And then power, which is the other power? The power to pack up. So power to pack up means little mouse. And they say that mouse is the chariot of such a big Ganesh. So such a big body, but the chariot is so tiny. So it is power to withdraw, or power to pack up. You know, all this stands for that. And I'm forgetting power to face. But also it means that strong body, power to face any obstacle. I think trunk can stand even for that, to face that. So all the eight powers are in that, in Ganesh. And Baba says, you are the children of Shiva, the true Ganesh, who have the knowledge of the three aspects of time, as well as the knowledge of the three worlds. So he was so intelligent, they say he had all the knowledge. And before any auspicious task begins, they always draw Ganesh. And they draw Ganesh in the form of the swastika, the four edges. That's a sign or symbol of Ganesh, the swastika, the four edges of the cycle. And therefore Baba says that you are the true Ganesh. Baba used to give Jagdish Bhai this title. He is Ganesh, very intelligent, the author of all our books which he wrote. And very intelligent. He had the knowledge of the whole world, all the religions, whatever you would ask him, he could give you all the information. He was like a big encyclopedia. Who saw Jagdish Bhai? Very few saw him. But he left his body in, I think, 2001. 2001 he left his body. But he was very intelligent, very sharp. And he was a very good writer. Fast he used to write. Speak also very fast. It was difficult to translate him. Nobody found it easy to translate him. Because his thinking was fast, his speaking was fast. Usually people who think fast, they speak also fast. Like Dari Janki, you know, she thinks fast and therefore she speaks fast. It's difficult to translate everything of Dari Janki, you know, because she speaks fast. And those who speak slowly, they think also slowly. Which is better, I don't know. To think fast and speak fast, or think slowly and speak slowly? Well, both have their own goodness anyway. But what I'm trying to say is, being a destroyer of obstacles. So Baba has given us the divine knowledge, which is like the divine intellect, with the help of which we are able to see the three aspects of time. We are able to visualize the three worlds. And whenever needed, we can go to any world, experience that world. Whenever needed, we can visualize the three aspects of time. What will be the consequences of this action? And before the action is performed, if it's the consequences will not be good, okay, stop it immediately. This is becoming the knower of three aspects of time. Because we have to think of the consequences beforehand. Not think of it afterwards, after the action is done. Oh, I shouldn't have done like this. Oh, I'm so sorry. it was very wrong what I did. I don't know why I didn't realize it at the time of doing it. So these type of thoughts or words shouldn't come out from our mouth. But if we have knowledge of the three aspects of time, if we understand the consequences too, then we will definitely not do anything which is not right. So when Baba said today, in today's Murli, I was mentioning how today's Murli, although short, but it had time management, it had self-management, it had mind management, and it had stress management. Because if we are not able to manage, then all these things comes, stress comes, we waste a lot of time, we do many wrong things. And Baba was saying in one Murli, every minute of the confluence age is equivalent to like 1 year of the cycle. 1 minute or maybe 1 second, I don't know. If you divide 5,000 by 100, supposing 100 years of the confluence age and 5,000 years of the cycle. So if we take it approximately, 5,000 by 100 is how much? Or 100 upon 5,000, I don't know how you would get this ratio. But how much is 1 minute or 1 second of the confluence age compared to the cycle? So 1 second lost is equivalent to that much years of the cycle lost. So Baba says how this confluence age is so precious. And therefore Baba said that why do obstacles come? Baba gave different reasons. You must have noted today's Murli. Baba gave different reasons. Obstacles come because of lack of attention to whole day's timetable. This was the first reason Baba gave. That means we are not able to manage our time. And therefore Baba says, at Amrit Vela, okay, even if we have to remember Baba, Baba also said that it may not be easy to be in the seed stage all 45 minutes. But even if for a short time you are able to be in the seed stage, then after that your mind is so clear, and after Amrit Vela you can decide what you will do during the whole day. And in time management we put the priority first, because we know what is very, very important. So that is the first thing we have to do. Of course, after Murli, we start all that. And then Baba's, and time management, okay, whatever's done, tick it off. So it's done, it's done. And some things which you couldn't do, okay, carry forward for the next day. But then we have to keep in mind that whatever things I have to do, let me make sure that I did it till the end of the day. So if I could not do it, find out what was the reason. So not being able to set my timetable, because I'm wasting a lot of time, wasting a lot of energy, running around here and there, gossiping, talk. It's, you know, I read somewhere very interesting. People find it, when they talk, instead of talking to each other, they are talking about each other. You know, what's the difference? One is talking to each other. Talking to the other, okay, talking to the other person. But the other is talking about others, where you don't have to. You are not their master. You are not going to create their fortune or fate. And you are not going to, make them move along. Each one is independent. So if I'm talking about others, definitely it goes in the category of waste. And then in that, when I'm talking, what I'm talking, Is it negativity? Is it something good? What is it? You know, and that also depends how much time I'm wasting. So when Baba says that we don't know how to set our timetable, that's why obstacles come. So if I'm able to set my timetable, today I have to do all this. And make sure that you do it. Then no time will be wasted. So obstacles come because my time, my energy, my thoughts, my words, my actions go waste. They may not be negative, because now we are out of negative. Negative, when we say it, means lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, jealousy, hatred, all these things, I think we have gone beyond them, haven't we? Those who say, yes, we have gone beyond all these things, raise their hand. No one. What do you mean? I know you're honest. So, definitely that's our aim. And when we understand our aim, the moment anything is going waste, Baba says, you should be able to apply 3 dots. That's why Baba has given the remedy. I'm a soul. I'm a point of light. Baba is a point of light. Drama is also a point. And instantly you can save your time and energy. That's why Baba often says, apply these 3 zeros. The moment I say, I'm a point of light, what will happen? Usually what happens is that where the mind goes, it goes either to people or to objects or to situations. You know, this is what the mind thinks. Either about people, about situations, about for the self also. So whenever any negativity comes about this, you know, of the self, then Baba says, apply a dot, I'm a soul. And the moment I say I'm a soul, all my negativity about the self will finish. I'm unable to do it, I can't do it, not possible for me to do it, maybe I don't know whether I'll be able to do it, doubting the self, maybe not happy with the self. You know, all these things, negativity about the self, instantly will stop, because soul means so pure, so powerful, so great, child of God. The moment I think I'm a soul, all the goodness will come in me. When I see somebody else as a soul, the goodness will come in that person also. In my vision it will come, in my attitude it will come. And instantly I'll be able to give a break to my waste. And therefore Baba says, whenever any waste comes, Baba has used these 2 words, not and dot. And the moment I say no, it's like applying a break, instant break. Drama knowledge is also a break. And the moment I am able to apply this knowledge that it's negative and therefore no, break, and dot, drama, finished, I'll be able to overcome that big obstacle. You know, very many times you have experienced that you're driving and all of a sudden some speed breaker comes, something comes, some obstacle comes. Maybe a dog passes. In India, it's so common. Anything can pass. A cat will pass. A dog will pass. A cow will pass. Anything will pass. And you have to give an instant break, because that one is running and is not seeing the vehicle. You have to apply a break. And if the break is not applied, then a big accident can happen. And therefore, the break has to be applied. And therefore, obstacle means an accident. If any obstacle comes, it's definitely like an accident, which could have been avoided. Those accidents come maybe on the road or anything in this way, but these accidents come from people, from objects, from situations. These are accidents and they become obstacles. people become obstacles. Why? Maybe I said something to them which they did not like. And immediately they react. They react and maybe we lose our good friendship. Or they don't trust us anymore. They've lost faith in me, whatever. It's an obstacle. Maybe I lose something and I'm attached to that. It's an obstacle because I'm thinking about it. Oh, I lost it. I'm attached to it. So maybe objects, maybe people, possessions, health, you know, it can come in so many different ways. And as Baba said today, in sanskars, also sanskars. And at the end, all these things will come. Whatever our weak points are, they will affect us the most. You know, that's why there's a saying that how can you know how strong a chain is? A chain, we have a iron chain. But to measure the strength of that chain, what do you do? How do you know the strength of that chain? You can't measure each ring. But what is the strength of that chain will depend on the weakest ring. That weakest ring is how weak it is, that is the strength of the whole chain. Because that weak ring, if it breaks, finished, the whole chain is gone. How strong a wall is depends on the weakest brick. However strong the other bricks may be, but if one brick is weak, that is the strength of the whole wall. Because if that shakes, finish, it'll shake the whole wall. In one family, one person is not having a good behavior, very bad behavior. The whole family is known by that. Oh, this family, that boy, you know, he's like that. So too Baba says for Brahmin family. If one soul is weak, it will affect the whole Brahmin family. Oh, in the Brahmin family this happens. So it affects the whole Brahmin family. Although it may be just one person. And therefore Baba said in today's Murli too, will there be numbers in the 8? Will there be numbers in 108? Will there be numbers? Definitely, no? Will there not be numbers? And did you churn? Baba asked number 1 and number 108, 100, whatever. What will be the difference? Will it be little weakness in all the subjects or maybe just one subject weak? Anybody churned on this? Who churned during the whole day? No one churned? You churned, Sister Naseem? Did you? Who churned? Did you understand the Murli? You understand, no, what I'm saying? So nobody churned on this during the whole day. Baba gave homework. Who did? Who churned? Raise your hand. You churned. And did you get any answer? No? Didn't get any answer? Well, that's another subject, but let me not go into that. But then the main topic is being destroyer of obstacles. So, set my timetable. Who sets his timetable for the whole day? What I'm going to do today? Anybody? Raise your hand. Only few? Otherwise, anything will come, anything will do, okay? No, that's what Baba said today. Set your timetable for the whole day, what you are going to do during the day. And also could be set your timetable for every hour, even that, if it could be possible. Because this is what VIPs do. VIPs, you know, they have their appointment diary. From this to this hour, meeting so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. The secretary is taking care of all the timings. Next, next, okay, next. Not even a single minute is wasted. We often tell the VIPs, because we give lectures, you know, to the VIPs to in the retreats and as well as in different wings of different professions. So they may be big officers. We tell them, you know, very interestingly, that you have a very big appointment diary for every day. Your secretary looks after the appointments. You have to meet people. But in that appointment diary, do you have your own name in it also? Or is it just other people? I have to meet this one, that one, that one, that one. But where is your name? And then they start wondering, my name? Appointment is only with others, not with the self. And then they say, one person said, well, why not? When I'm eating, when I'm sleeping, when I'm watching television, I'm reading the newspaper, I'm walking. That's appointment with the self. I said, no. That's appointment with your body. Because you're entertaining yourself, okay. Maybe you're eating, that's for the body. You're walking is for the body. You know, everything is for the body. You're dressing up, you're seeing. But also the eyes are experiencing the joy, the ears are experiencing the joy, the tongue is experiencing, the five senses are experiencing. But appointment with the self means with your soul. Do you talk with your soul? You say, we don't know. We don't know what it is to talk with the soul. And then we say, talk with your own mind. Talk with your own intellect. Talk with your own sanskars. You know, then we tell them how to talk with your own mind, with your intellect and with your sanskars. So Baba says, at the end, so many obstacles will come in the form of your health. Yes, very big obstacle can come. The mind is pulled towards the body so much because of not good health. There are many people, whole day they are talking about their health only. This pain, that pain, that pain, that pain, 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 whole day. And they love to talk about that to others also. Whole day they are talking. You know, Dadi Janki doesn't like it, let me tell you. However severe her, you know, painful her body may be, whatever, but she never tells anybody. Even if somebody asks her, Dadi, are you well? How are you? First, I'm fine, you know. Because she knows how to be soul conscious, how to just go beyond the conscious of the body. If somebody is talking about the body whole day, even that is a very big part of body consciousness, definitely. Maybe if you have a problem, okay, tell your doctor, because he is the one who is going to give you the solution, not anybody else. There's a joke on this in India. There's a joke on this. One foreigner came to India, and what he did was, he had some physical problem, some gastric trouble, something. So he's telling somebody, oh, I've got this, you know, my stomach is paining. And somebody said, take this medicine. He told another buddy, somebody said, that one said, take this medicine. So whomever he met, everyone prescribed him some medicine, something different. And then once he was very stressful, and then he was saying, I'm too stressed. Then people started giving him some, you know,